When Alpha Blondy began singing reggae in the Ivory Coast almost 10 years ago, he was inevitably compared to Bob Marley. World music commentator Milo Miles says Blondy hasn't become the next Bob Marley, but that's fine because he's become a style innovator and a charming performer in his own right.
In the 70s, Africa heard reggae's message of black unity and independence from the West loud and clear. Numerous stars, from Nigeria's Sonny Okosin to Zimbabwe's masterful Thomas Mapfumo, now include swatches of reggae in their repertoire. But Alpha Blondy is the performer with the finest ear for deep reggae grooves and the most ideas about new song subjects. There's a lot going on in a Blondy album. His soft, creamy voice swings through English, French, Diula, and bits of other languages. He professes to be a Christian Rasta as well as a Muslim. He studied English at Columbia University in the late 70s, took a side trip to Jamaica, and now divides his time between the Ivory Coast and Paris. Yet he understands that reggae crosses cultural lines easily enough to help him feel in tune wherever he is. International concerns are reflected in his songs. For example, he can make his slightly eccentric passion to unify the concerns of Israel and the Arab states into sledgehammer anthems.
From the Bible to the Quran, Revelation in Jerusalem, Shalom, Salam Aleikum. You can see Christian, Jews and Muslims living together and praying, Amen. Let's give thanks and praises.
Following standout albums like Jerusalem in 1988 and Revolution in 1989, Blondy keeps expanding his program with his new album Masada. Blondy's politics can only be described as maximum well-meaning. He wants apartheid eradicated as part of helping people to feel at home around the world. And everyone should have the right to worship any way they choose. And no war, okay? But just because he's benevolent doesn't mean he can't work up a hypnotic, good-hearted number about his themes. Masada includes a batch of praise songs like God is One, and warnings like Desert Storm and Peace in Liberia, and they've got enough bite and backbone for anyone. Even when he's mysterious and a bit eerie, you put up with him. Like in the title song, Masada, which concludes, Life is a Sacrifice. His band, known as the Solar System, includes his most supple four-man brass section. They're light and lithe with melody and give the rhythm section a lilt that suggests West African high life as much as reggae.
Up with the birds from the eels and clean up my sins. While the birds sing, I'm gonna walk up to the top of the rock of sacrifice. Cause I know now life and no dice. Oh. Yes, I know now life is a sacrifice. I know now, life is a sacrifice. Witness the rising sun from Masada. Witness the rising sun now from Masada.
Masada's triumph, though, is the final track, in which the religious vision is painfully clear and moving. In a dream, Blondy sees Bob Marley's ascent up to what he calls his mystic resting place. Not only Rastas will nod sadly as Blondy keens over and over, why should black heroes die so soon?
So
said I wake up with your rising sun, tears in my eyes, 'cause I heard that dreadful news last night. I heard that Bob Marley died, and I know Mary Dread shall rise. Zion Lion just flew away to his mystic resting place. Why should black heroes die so soon? Why should black heroes die so soon? Why should black heroes die so soon? Why should them die so soon? Why should black heroes die so soon? Why should black heroes die so soon? Why should black heroes die so soon? Why should them die so soon?
With Masada in the competition, the best current reggae album comes from Africa, not Jamaica.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Alpha Blondy's new album, Masada, is on the World Pacific label.